Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Zayin, Mishnah He, will list other situations where a thief stole the animal and he is exempt, though, from paying the 4 or 5 time payment, even though he either sold it or slaughtered it. Mishnah says, Mecharo chutz me'ehad mi'me'a shebo. If the thief sold the animal, most of it, but 1/100th of the animal, a tiny percent of the animal, he didn't sell, he kept for himself. In that situation, he would not have to pay the 4 or 5 time payment for mechira, because he kept some of the edible part of the animal for himself. What we say is, the halakha is, you only have to pay the 4 or 5 time payment if you sold the entire animal, any part of the animal that would have been permitted through shechita. That's the only time you have to pay the 4 or 5 time payment. If you kept some for yourself, you didn't sell the whole thing, then you would be exempt from the 4 or 5 time payment, from the penalty. Or shehayita lo bo shutafut, or if you had part ownership in the animal before he stole it. In that situation, we would say that he's exempt from paying the penalty. The penalty would only apply if the theft and then the eventual slaughter or sale was completely prohibited. Here, since he owned part of it, it wasn't completely prohibited, and therefore the penalty does not apply. Let's say he slaughtered the animal, but it became a nevela. Let's say he slaughtered the animal incorrectly. So therefore, there was no proper shechita on the animal. So therefore, the animal is not considered to have shechita with it. It's just like a dead animal, and therefore he does not have to pay the penalty. Hanoher v'hameaker, or if he slit the pipes of the animal lengthwise on the throat, or he tore the pipes out. We do shechita normally, where there's the knife has to be slit across the windpipe and the food pipe until each pipe is cut. If he cuts through them lengthwise, or if he rips them out, those are invalid forms of shechita, and therefore it's like shechita didn't happen, so therefore the 4 or 5 time payment wouldn't apply, and that's what we'll say. Meshalem tashlume chefel, he has to pay the double payment for the theft. Ve'eno meshalem tashlume arba'a v'hamisha, but he does not have to pay the 4 or 5 time payment of penalty for slaughtering or selling an animal. When somebody tries to acquire something, for example, let's say they want to buy it, it's not considered to be their property technically until they do an actual kinyan with the item. Same thing in terms of theft. If a person steals something, it's not technically his until he does an actual kinyan to acquire that item. So he hasn't violated the theft until he does something to make it his. So therefore, if he never made the item his through a real theft, through a kinyan, then let's say he slaughtered it afterwards, but technically, he never really stole it. So therefore, he wouldn't be obligated to pay the 4 or 5 time payment. We'll talk about what he does to compensate the real owner later, but he wouldn't have to make that 4 or 5 time penalty payment. How does he acquire it? Different types of kinyanim. We'll talk about now the kinyan of meshicha, of pulling the animal. When a person pulls an animal, he has now taken it, and it is his. But that meshicha, that pulling of the animal, can't be done in the property of the owner. He has to do it outside of the property of the owner, and that's the way he could acquire it. And only in that type of scenario, where the animal becomes acquired outside of the owner's property, the real owner's property, does it become subject to the laws of 4 or 5 time payment. Mishnah says, "Ganav b'rishut ha-be'alim v'tabach u'machar chutz m'rishutam." If he stole the animal when it was inside the owner's property, and then he slaughtered it or sold it outside of the owner's property, or the next case, or ganav chutz mirshutam v'tabach u'machar b'rishutam, or he stole the animal outside of the owner's property. Let's say it was going on a walk and he stole it then, and then he brought it back for some reason and he slaughtered it or he sold it inside of the owner's property. Or she ganav v'tabach u'machar chutz mirshutam, or he did everything outside of the owner's property. He stole the animal and he slaughtered it or sold it outside of the owner's property. Meshalem tashlume arba'a v'hamisha. In all of these cases, he makes the 4 or 5 time payment. Because in all of these cases, in some way, the animal was outside of the owner's property and he must have pulled it at least a short distance and performed the acquisition of meshicha. And if he acquired the animal, which is he actually stole it, then the 4 or 5 time payment kicks in. Aval ganav etabach u'machar b'shutam. But if he stole the animal and slaughtered it or sold it in the owner's property, and therefore it never left the premises of the actual owner of the animal, then patur, he's exempt, the animal didn't leave the owner's property, so therefore the thief never really acquired it, and the laws of the arba'a v'hamisha, the 4 or 5 time payment, don't kick in.